food, gardening and gossip. All the important stuff. It's Andrew Dickens' Sunday Cafe on Newstalk ZB.
Time right now, 11:28, and we say good morning to Megan Singleton, who remarkably is in New Zealand.
Good morning, Andrew.
When are you going away again?
Oh, well, I'm actually off to Mexico in March. Yeah. Funny you should ask. I've never been. I'm very excited about that. I'm going to have a week there. I know.
Okay. How you? We're doing the big bucket list shtick. So what have you got on your bucket list?
Well, I was very lucky to be able to tick off the Victoria Falls off my bucket list about a couple of years ago now. And I just thought, well, I'll tell people about it because there's still, I accessed it from the Zambia side and you can obviously fly into Zimbabwe or Zambia. Bit cheaper to do it from Zambia, I really liked it. I think the political turmoil might be easing somewhat in Zimbabwe, and you can certainly see more of the falls from the Zimbabwe side. But I was absolutely chuffed by what I saw.
Where do you go in Zambia?
You fly into Livingston. It's a tiny little town. It's got an international airport, bless it, and it's named after Dr. Livingston, I presume, and he named the place after he named Victoria Falls.
You presume it's named after Dr. Livingston, or Dr. Livingston, I presume, is the way we actually know him.
That's the way we actually know him. There's actually a big statue of him out there. Preacher explorer that went out to Africa and named the falls after his queen.
Yeah, of course. All right.
Interesting. Yeah.
So they're big.
I stayed at the Royal Livingston Hotel. Obviously, they're really into David Livingston out there, and that is only about a kilometre from the falls. So from the hotel and from the gin sundowner bar, as you do, sitting on the edge of the Zambezi, you can see the mist of the falls rising in the distance. And this place was just amazing. There's two properties side by side. One's 5-star, one's 4-star, and like in the evening, zebra just came and grazed on the lawn by the pool, and one of the staff there just kind of stands by and just makes sure they're okay, and no one moves them on, and absolutely surreal. And monkeys came onto my balcony. I'd been told, do not leave your door open, windows open, or anything like that, because the monkeys will come in and they'll steal stuff. and they do. One of the guys we were with said, oh no, definitely, I came out of the shower just in time to see a monkey running out the window with my shirt.
What does a monkey want a shirt for? I mean, there's a perfectly good camera there.
Well, mine drank my cup of tea. He actually hissed at me, and so I sort of retreated inside from my balcony, and I took photos of him drinking my cup of tea and stirring it with a little hand.
Who would have thought? Gosh.
I know. It was very cute. But the scariest thing, so I loved the falls. I went kind of at the dry season, and so from Zambia it really is dry, but what that does allow you to do is get right out to the very edge of the falls on an island called Livingston Island, and you have a lunch, and there's guides that will let you walk right to the edge. This is not for the faint-hearted. This is not for people scared of heights. I've got a photo there that I've put up on my blog of me literally kneeling right on the edge of the falls. Like, it's a bit, you know, breathless to even think about that. But then
Sorry, what's holding you on? Are you just holding on to a robe?
No, you're holding nothing. It is absolutely just the edge of the precipice. There is nothing. You're just standing on the dry rocks that in the wet season are gushing with water.
So who, does anyone go over?
Well, funny you should say. So then there's this group of mad tourists who decide that they would like to jump over the falls and go into this devil's pool, it's called. And so the devil's pool was discovered by a very lucky fisherman who got swept over the falls and ended up in this tiny little, well, size of a jacuzzi on the very precipice of the falls. So now you can pay a guide to walk you across the water, holding on to just the rope, and then the guide will jump in first and say, right, this is where you jump, and you leap in. And I've got a video of them doing it on my blog. Yeah.
My
terrifying.
God.
So that's kind of maybe on some people's bucket list, certainly not on mine.
But you didn't ask my question. Does anyone actually, you know, go over?
Well, they said they lose about one a year.
Oh, dear, oh dear.
I know. Imagine. And I tell you what else goes over is a hippo. Every now and again, apparently, they'll find a hippo that the poor little guy, actually he's the most dangerous animal
very big
in Africa.
Exactly.
Goes over the falls. It's about 100 metres.
Oh, think of the mess when it lands. Goodness me. And who says that hippos can't fly?
it's sacred. And so down there, the village people down there, oh my goodness, it is just an amazing experience. And I just have to say one other thing about Zambia, which I loved, and about Livingstone, was the projects that help the needy people. And I went to an organic vegetable garden run by blind people that the hotel supports. I went to an AIDS hospital that actually reduced me to tears and I had to step outside. And I went to an orphanage where these adorable children are, and a school that the resort is supporting as well with books. And it was just the most amazing experience. There's markets. I bought, you know, a wooden bowl from a guy who engraved his initials in the bottom of it for me. And bucket list stuff. So you fly up there from South Africa. It's about an hour and 45 minutes domestically into Zambia. And you need to get a visa, but you just get that at the airport, and you'll be greeted by a gospel choir, like, you know, in the islands you get greeted by ukulele.
Lovely.
You know, here you've got the gospel. It's fantastic.
All right. Zambia, the very heart of Africa, and Victoria Falls. And if you'd like to go there, you'll find more information on Megan's website, bloggeratlarge.com. Megan, thanks for your time. Talk to you next week.